you out on the road, I might say, drivers beware. And you're all yours.
Yeah, Tom. Yes, I am on the rig. That's like the only time I get on VHF.
How you be there, Wyatt?
It's still Monday, isn't it?
Unfortunately, it is for us. It's Sunday every day for us non-working people.
I actually took the weekend off because I wasn't feeling that great. And I wasn't supposed to take the weekend off. And I'm behind on a ton of stuff. So I've been going through my list and,
Tick to have to work for a living, I'll tell you for sure. But thanks for keeping on paying that Social Security. What you been doing this morning?
I have not been playing on HF this morning. Everything else, pretty much been doing that.
Tracking or are you fixing air traffic controls?
Now, today has actually been dealing with leases and broken dishwashers and that kind of stuff.
Okay, that sounds like fun. Broken dishwashers, I think I'd call a specialist to heck with that stuff. They're too sophisticated in a lot of ways now, and you can waste a lot of time.
Not at all. Here's a brush, here's a sink. Get busy. Sorry. Well, yeah, and the one that broke, that tech go out said, yeah, it looks like a bad control panel, and, you know, a control panel is like 90% of the cost of a new one. So, it's an old dishwasher anyway, so we're just going to replace it.
Using one of your rentals or something, if you have such things. I don't really know, Wyatt, but, yeah, I agree. What was the best one, Bernice, the dishwashers? Was it Bosch? LG is rated the best. We had a Bosch, and it was a very fine one, but she says the LG, she looks at the Consumer's Guide things.
The dishwasher is for a rental. Me personally, we've been going with the LG, and, you know, we have an LG dishwasher, and its control panel broke, but it's brand new, and the second control panel we got for it, turns out that the first one was just bare to the atmosphere, and that's what caused it to break. So, you know, theoretically, they should have fixed it full expense to us, but, oh well, the new ones, you know, nothing's going to be able to get in there.
Now they put that clear epoxy on it or whatever, and it would need it in an environment like that, I'm sure, around all the humidity.
I think that was a revision 1 of the motherboard, and we have, like, revision 5 of the motherboard, and it is fully epoxied in, and, you know, looks a whole lot better. I don't see it having issues anytime soon. And we got a, seems like we have an LG for the, for our range, I think is what we got. We may even have one for the microwave. But, you know, we used to be Whirlpool, and Whirlpool just, they've gone completely downhill.
Not sure, but I thought GE used to own them, and they sold it off. I asked the technician here one time. We had a first series of these French door refrigerators. I call them ice boxes. And actually, Wyatt, it was the biggest pain in the butt we ever had in a refrigerator. They replaced the motherboard, they replaced the compressor, they replaced two evaporators, and what else? I don't know. But in the end, though, a lot of the problem was they should have installed a second, excuse me, defrost heater in it. And the last time the guy come out, he was on warranty, he put that in there, and I give it to a good friend of mine, and I think he's very happy with it, and we bought us a new one because their ratings had went up significantly, And knock on wood, we've not had a bit of trouble with it.
You give your woman of a friend fridge to a good friend. I wonder if he's going to stay a good friend. Sorry, just about with you, Tom. DJ4, CTD Mobile.
Well, I don't think there was anything else to replace in the dang thing, so it ought to have... It ought to have been a good one now, and he's had it for quite some time, and he uses it out in his shop, and it works like a charm as far as I know.
On his primary fridge, it's probably like his beverage fridge or something. So that's a little bit more understandable then.
Yep. I know what else went wrong with it. There was a wire broke down in the door that swings out with the ice maker on it. So the ice maker quit, and the guy said, okay, it's going to be $600 for a door. And I said, no way. So I got up there, and this part of it has no electric in it. So I cabbies down to the ground wire, going down through from the top to the control board down on the bottom. And I used that ground wire for a current carrying conductor. Now, it's isolated, and there was no danger, or I wouldn't have done that. And it worked for a few days, and then another wire broke. And I just got fed up with it, so I said, okay, I'll break down, I'll buy another door. And so I called them up, and I said, well, let's just go ahead and replace the dang door. I hate to replace the fridge. And it was $3,000. And the guy, or the lady looked it up, and she says, well, that's not available now for I forget how many months, and possibly will never be available because the model has changed, of course, and it'll be $900 and some. And I said, forget it. And I went and bought a new refrigerator. And the guy that's using it, that's what he uses it for, is for the beverages and that out in the shop.
Design change was a better wiring harness. And that now costs $300 extra. I don't know.
I don't know. I hope they use the rule of KISS, but I don't know why it... that just, you know... Anytime we ever pulled wires, unless they were, you know, gargantuan, you know, 2, 3, 4 odd, 250 mcm, stuff like that, we'd always pull spares in a control circuit when we wired panels and that. In case one wire went out, you had spares. They don't do that no more.
They tell stuff like that anymore. But $3,000 for a fridge, what do you do? You got a TV in there or something?
It ought to have. No, it's over at Costco. You just have to look at them. You'd be amazed at the prices of these fridges. I think that's about what it was, wasn't it, Bernice? $3,000 for that?
No.
About $2,500, Bernice says. It was less than the other one. Oh, but Wyatt, you can go up and tap on the right-hand door of it and look inside of the refrigerator. And did you know they're Wi-Fi connected now for the troubleshooter? He can use his phone to connect back to the factory and troubleshoot it. You know, it's not as good as a TV set, but it's getting pretty close.
I have to go back to an icebox, Tom. And of course, these days, you know, an icebox might actually cost more than a see-through door. I mean, who actually needs a see-through door? Just open the door. You don't let out that much cold. Just saying.
It's in zero TR. Yeah, you're exactly right. Heck, when you used to buy those old Crosleys and Kelvinators and Philcos and GEs, they'd last for 30 years. I asked this technician which ones were good now, and he said none. And he works on them every day. Master's Appliance or something, I forget what it's called, Grandmaster's Appliance here in Greenville. They're very prompt. They're not cheap. They do a good job. And they're honest about it. And that's all I can tell you. And no, you don't need a see-through door. This just happened to have that many doors that Bernice wanted and put it in. And then when it got out here, it wouldn't fit in the hole, of course. And we had measured it, but it was a little too tall for the cabinets. Thank God we had a friend help us alleviate that problem. Oh, well, Murphy's Law, you know how that goes.
Over the weekend a little bit, because you can do that while you're not feeling well, if you're running digital, and made a lot of contacts on 12. I've ever been on 12, but I was on 12 and 10 and a little bit on 30, playing with FT8 at Fort Watts. Doing pretty good, amazingly.
LTR with the man on the mountain. Those are daytime bands, as normally, and 12 can be a good band. I use it for CW when people are working, and there's a lot of people working on the digital modes, FD8 and 4 and that. I don't use those, but I've had the XCC on there for a long time. 10 meters I never did use much. In the old days, everybody had to have a 10-10 number, and it was more like a few of the people on here that sound like CBers, you know, and it just never interested me, and then I finally had to finish it up. I never did pay any attention to numbers down here, but I wanted to get 8-band DXCC, so I went up there and ran it up to 100 right quick. But it's a real good band, and it's terrifically wide, and so is 15 meters. It's really wide, and one of my favorites in the old days was 17. I haven't worked it too much lately. I need two more to get 200 countries. I'd like to do that, I guess.
One of those little Flex 1500s, you know, they max out at 5 watts, and it doesn't seem to want to work on 17, so I don't quite know what's going on there. I haven't bothered to research it. It might not do 17. But I've actually been using it as like a, you know, about 4 o'clock local time. That's usually when I'm getting on. And it's worked pretty good. Got some Russian stations, some couple of stations in South Africa. I got Jamaican yesterday. Yeah. Covering the world there on 4 to 5 watts. Pretty good.
Digital modes are really good for the low signal. And, you know, it's just got a better capability than most anything does. Ogasawa Island's been on lately over there by Japan, I noticed. And not the only one over there I'd like to get some days, Vietnam, but I don't hear them very often. This cycle 25, I think it is, I watched the sunspots, and they've been pretty radical lately and going down, but on certain days. So there's no great stability there, but when they run up about 150 or better, the propagation really gets incredibly better. So I just get on a couple hours of an evening on each shift. After I shower, we go downstairs, and Bernice watches TV. And, oh, I worked one Russian last night that I'd never worked before. And there was a lot on there, but nothing I was interested in. Most of them were North and South America, and I like to shoot for the ones that are out there a long ways just for the heck of it.
Digital modes are great for when you're at QRP level, so that's why I've been doing it. My TS-2000 radio hadn't been working quite right, so I haven't been using it. Picked up a DX Expedition sometime over the weekend. They were in St. Estes or something like that, down Virgin Islands direction.
Yes, just or something. something like that. Why? I've not talked on phoning, so I can't get all those either. There is some propagation now on 17. I just slapped an analyzer on it, Wyatt, and see what your antenna looks like on 17. Most likely, that would probably be your source of problems there. I was looking. There's a ZS1 Alpha Lima Juliet. 249169, so 249170 is easier to remember. And there's quite a few on 12 meters right now. And you always look and see if the propagation is just Europe to Europe or Europe to the USA. When you start seeing Europe to the USA, you can figure that you can probably get them then. And it looks like pretty good propagation out there today, but you probably don't have time.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Quick enough and rusty. Yeah, I don't have time today, so I'm not having to go out and about and do things today. But no, I can receive 17 just fine. The radio won't transmit, so I'm thinking that 1500 just doesn't transmit on 17. That's my guess. Good, Rusty.
Afternoon. We got fast-fingered Tom over there on the other side, because as soon as you let up, I keyed in to talk, and Tom was running right over me. Anyway, good afternoon to you, and I'm going to turn around and run back to the house real quick. I think FedEx is headed down there to make a delivery, and I want to get it. Don't want to leave it outside the yard. Anyway, good afternoon, Wyatt, and good afternoon, Tom. Go ahead, Wyatt.
Actually, let me go ahead and clear with y'all. I'm getting ready to go into the Paris Mountain Shadow. It's good talking to you, Tom. It's good hearing from you, Rusty. KJ4CTD, and I'll be clear on y'all.
Okay, Wyatt. Nice to talk to you. Have a great day and a safe day, most of all. 73 KJ4CTD and 0OTR. And I apologize, Rusty. Sometimes I get negligent at that, as all of us do. Like when you come in on the net at night, I always wait to see if you key in first, so I do not step on you, because I know I'm closer. And but I don't aim to do that. I try to leave a space. I think the best one about that for CBA, he always leaves a space. I wish I could get in that habit, but I don't know. I forget at times.
We all do. And I'll... Yeah, I've got a delivery coming, and it's coming at FedEx, and I saw the FedEx driver going to subdivision right up the road, so he's probably coming down here next, so I'm just going to sit here and kind of wait on him. I had to order me a new vacuum cleaner for the house, and I was going to try to pick it up at ordered it through Walmart, was going to try to pick it up there. And it was an item that was not available to be delivered to the store anytime soon, which means they didn't have any. And not bad. I ordered it Thursday.
Dropping in and out, Rusty, and that might be the reason that I stomped on you there earlier. You're in kind of a bad spot. You're in and out for 4 or 5 words.
Sitting in my yard, too. I had just pulled back into the yard where I was sitting. I was getting, because it didn't sound like I was getting in. Am I getting in better now?
Full quieting.
Yeah, I was just saying, I've got a vacuum cleaner I ordered through Walmart, and they didn't have it where they could deliver it to the store so I could pick it up there. So they're delivering it here, and I ordered it Thursday, and it's being delivered today, so... I'll take that. That's a good 4-day turnaround.
That's not bad at all. Well, it looks like I'm showing 55 degrees out there, 11 mile an hour peak winds, and feels like 49. I'm going to try to get up and move more. I think I had a deep vein thrombosis last night in my right leg. It just went numb on me there. And too much setting in this cockeyed cold weather, and I don't like it. So I'm going to try to get out, but with this congestive heart failure, I have to wear a mask if it's even the least bit cool. But I'm going to try to walk it out. It felt felt like a Charlie horse when I started to get out of the chair, and then my whole leg went numb up to my hip, and I thought, oh, no, that's not a good sign. But hopefully winter's coming to an end, although the weather forecasters now are predicting colder weather next month.
Well, I guess we'll just have to accept the weather for whatever the weather happens to be, if you know what I mean. It's a situation where you can't do anything about it, so you might as well accept what's coming. Warm, cold, hot, rainy, wet, whatever. I've come to that conclusion in my life that, you know, ain't no point in getting upset about something. Just accept what's out there and go with the flow, and you won't ever be disappointed then. But yeah, you need to get up and move around. I'm headed out, once the guy gets here and makes his delivery, then I'm headed to the get me some lunch, and then go hit the grocery store because I need a few items. I was getting ready to make a couple of things last night, and I realized that I don't have some of the items I need to make the dishes. So quick run to the grocery store and stock up on a few items I'm out of and get ready for that. So that's what I'm going to be doing this afternoon. And then, of course, at 4 o'clock, I got to be at the hearing aid place because they're going to do some adjustments on it, because that's what they want to do after 2 weeks. And they're going to do some adjustments, and then they're going to set them up so that my phone calls can come through there and I don't have to try to fight the phone and everything like that. So that's the next step there. W2T.
Got a good plan for the day. Oh, I got to mail an envelope here whenever I get the right address. And the guy's supposed to write me back and tell me what it is. And the mailman just comes, so I think I'll run out and get the mail and let you go for now. And hope you have a good day. And, oh, the weather's always a good subject to either love it or... And we, only Mother Nature and the good Lord can be the one to control it. I just hope it don't get the peaches like it does every year. For the sake of us and the sake of the farmers and the community, I love those peaches. Anyways, have a good day, Rusty. W2T0TR73.
All right, we'll talk to you later, Tom. Like I said, I'm sitting here in the yard waiting on this guy to come on back down the street and finish delivery down here, because I know if he's in the neighborhood, he's got one for me, and they said it was out for delivery. Don't run, just walk. If you run, then we might find you in the hospital. Take it easy. N0TR, W2T.